AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. Democrat Hillary Clinton says Republican Donald Trump doesn't have the temperament to be in the White House.
The last thing we need is a president who brings more name-calling and temper tantrums to Washington. We've got to get people listening to each other again.
In a speech to the American Legion meeting in Cincinnati, Clinton also chastised Trump for his visit today with Mexican President Enrique Peña Nieto and accused him of trying to wreck U.S. relations with allied countries. Trump's running mate, Indiana Governor Mike Pence, tells CBS this morning that the trip to Mexico shows Trump is willing to talk with people with whom he may have serious differences.
I think it shows the kind of broad-shouldered leader he is. He's willing to sit down with people with whom he may have strong differences of opinion to look for things that we can work on together.
Tonight, Trump will deliver a speech in Phoenix on his immigration plans. Tropical storm Hermine has formed in the Gulf. National Hurricane Center forecaster Todd Kimberlane.
We do expect strengthening to occur, and right now we're forecasting it to become a modest tropical storm before landfall, but there is an outside chance that it could be a hurricane.
Tropical storm warning posted for much of Florida's Gulf Coast, including the Big Bend area and the Panhandle to just east of Panama City. National Hurricane Center has also issued a tropical storm watch for coastal portions of southeast Georgia and northeast Florida, as Hermine is forecast to cross northern Florida and southern Georgia before reaching the Atlantic later in the week. Maine's governor is rejecting claims by some lawmakers that he has addiction or mental health issues. Paul LePage is vowing that he won't resign. He told reporters today he plans to seek spiritual guidance in hopes of quieting a controversy he created when he left an obscene message on a Democratic lawmaker's voicemail. LePage apologized in person to that lawmaker earlier today. On Wall Street, the Dow is down 76. This is AP Radio News. A ferry on the Hudson River hit some kayakers yesterday, partially severing one of their arms. Julie Walker has more.
It happened at sunset when a group of 10 kayakers were out on the Hudson River. NYPD Chief of Patrol Carlos Gomez says the ferry captain reported that sun glare was a factor in not seeing the kayakers.
It sets, as you know, west, and he was looking behind him, and the sun kind of blocked his vision or impaired it.
Five people were hurt, and someone from the Manhattan Kayak Company suffered the most serious injury. His arm was partially severed. Julie Walker, New York.
Singer Chris Brown has a tentative court date September 20th in Los Angeles after he was arrested on suspicion of assault with a deadly weapon. A model says Brown pointed a gun at her face after he and another man became angry when she admired that other man's diamond necklace. I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.